हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रम् कर्णे भृश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रम् पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानाम् शुप्रतानि स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्तविष्टान् पुनरपि दुशनोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरबुम् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विभिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्याम् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ न स्तुदीयः सुवैतथ्यप्रकरणम् वैतथ्यप्रकरणम् मिथ्यात्वप्रकरणम् वाट् इस् देर् इस् ओन्लि Brahma. The whole Jagat is only appearance of Brahma. The appearance may be there, may not be there. What is always there is Brahma. That Brahma you are. So must claim Aham Brahma Asmi. Ultimate that is where moksha is. For that, this Jagat which is erroneously perceived as real should be understood that it is not real. Because in being convinced of the fact that this Jagat is not real also, again, it is possible for one to take ownership of that non-dual reality as the self and see the self being free. So, the different arguments are presented here Garuda Padacharya to prove how this Jagat is not real. So very important to understand, first of all, anything experienced is not real. So experience itself is not real. Any experience is as though. So experienced world is also as though. This experienced inside in the mind in the form of dream or outside, it is mithya. Because experienced means it has no independent existence. Experienced means it has a beginning and end. It is time bound. It is anityam. It is effect karyam. Therefore, karyatvat, it is not real. Then, drishyatvat, it is not real. Anityatvat, it is not real. Grahyatvat, it is not real. I said, you must emerge, the reasons are given. The hetus. Why? Because it is not real. Been seeing, the last we have seen, okay, yeah, seventh mantra we saw yesterday, how to see the eighth karika. We have done the seventh mantra, we have to see the seventh karika, do the eighth karika, and to go to eighth karika, we have to see the introduction. Okay. So we have to understand the difference between the seventh karika and the eighth karika. Let me tell you what it is. So the Pura Pakshi who was introduced and who was answered was the one who wanted different hetu, different reason to prove whether this world is real or not. He did not want the actual reasons, actual hetus, appropriate hetus presented by this tradition, presented in the tradition, presented by the acharyas in terms of drishyatvam, objectifiability, being object of experience, being time bound, anityatvam, being an effect. These are all the reasons, hetus, why they are not, objects are not real. Because they do not have independent existence. They do not have independent existence means they are definitely as though they are not real at all. That is why not having independent existence is brought in here, that for them to be mithya. This is the proper hetu. But what was the hetu presented by Pura Pakshi? Pura Pakshi had this itching of not being able to see the world being not real because of the usefulness. What has been negated now? Nama Rupa. Form and name are inseparable. They are mithya. The objects of knowledge that has been negated. One more thing is there. That is rupam. Nama, karma. Function. Nama, rupa, karma. What about saprayojanata? Prayojanata is usefulness, utility. Saprayojanata. So all these objects experienced in the waking state having the usefulness is said to be saprayojanata. So the usefulness should be taken as the hetu. That is his argument, okay? And from the standpoint of usefulness, then we should say, objects experiencing the world are real. Whereas, objects experiencing the dream are not real because they are not useful in the waking state. That was his argument. He was denying the hetu. But Shankaracharya, then Gaudapada Acharya, Shankara Bhagavatpada explained, no, saprayojanata, usefulness cannot be taken as the hetu to prove whether objects are real or not, because the very usefulness itself is mithya. The mithya usefulness, mithya purposefulness, mithya karma cannot be taken as a hetu to prove that objects are real. Why? Because when can the object be useful? Object can be useful only if it exists. An object doesn't even exist independently. So, therefore, minus the cause, effect will lose its existence. The form will be not there. Name will disappear along with the form. What purpose can it serve? When the clay is removed, will there be pot serving its purpose? No. That's why Nama, Rupa, Karma, all three are what? Non-substantial. The whole Jagat is what? Non-substantial Nama, Rupa, Karma. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Kyam, Jagat. Very important. Okay, along with the form, Prayojanata, Saprayojanata also must be negated as Mithya only. This Mithya, Saprayojanata, Mithya purposefulness, usefulness, can be taken as the Hetu, to prove the object to be real. And second thing, all objects are useful definitely. No object is useless here. Always experienced in the dream, are useful in the dream. Are those experienced in the waking state are useful only in the waking state. They have their own limitations. They don't serve their own purpose. Still, they're all mithya, being objects, being time-bound, being products. Next established. Now, we're going to see the next karika. The next karika presents an answer. What is the question? What should be the question for Acharya to present an answer? The question is not mentioned by Acharya, therefore Gaudapada Acharya, therefore Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the question in the form of introduction. Okay. And who is this Purvapakshi who presents the introduction, who's discussed here, who's talked about here? This Purvapakshi is the one, you can say, Shunyavadi. Okay. Shunyavadi, at least what intention is to say nothing was there originally. For he wants to drive us to say finally that nothing was there. Therefore, he picks up the argument like this. What is the argument? He says, Jagrat, at least previously, the person who denied the Hetu, who wanted the Hetu to be Saprayojanata, this person is, at least he said, only dream objects should be taken as mithya because they are not useful in the waking state. Even though he was wrong. But he said at least objects put in the waking state should be taken as real because they serve the purpose. They are useful. But this Purvapakshi is very different. He says objects experienced in the dream state also are real. And obvious point, the vacancy is also real, then the service should be taken. Okay? For which he presents the argument. How he presents? Should be taken as real. If it is not real, then there can't be, everything is not real, everything is not real means, mithya means, then there is no cause also, cannot be there. Because nothing, from nothing, everything has come into existence. The seemingly real world has come into existence from nothingness. He wants to say that. Therefore, how he picks up the argument, he says, he denies the drishtanta. The previous Purvapakshi denied the Hetu. He wanted a different Hetu to be there. He doesn't want different Hetu, but he says, the drishtanta is not correct. What is drishtantaha? What is the example, udaharanam, drishtantaha presented to prove the world of objects experienced in the waking state is not real? The word, example given was the dream objects. The world of duality, the world of objects experienced in the dream state is not real. All the objects in the dream state are not real. Because reasons are, you know. Similarly, these objects are also, are we explaining the waking state also, are the same features. They also have drishyattvam, they also have anityattvam, they also have karyattvam, so they are also mithya. This drishtanta, like the dream world experience, objects, like the dream objects, objects of the waking state also are mithya. The drishtanta given was Swapna Drishyavati. He says that the drishtanta is not appropriate. The drishtanta, no, is not appropriate. Does not hold good. That's the meaning. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavata, first let me read the first sentence. Swapna jagrad bedayoho samatvat. Swapna jagrad bedayoho samatvat. Jagrad bedanam asatvam iti yadu uktam tad asat. This is sentence presenting Purapakshi's view. What is his view? Yadu uktam tad asat. What has been stated is not correct. What has been stated is not correct. What has been stated? Asatvam, mithyatvam. All the objects experienced in the waking state and the dream states are not real. This statement, the non-reality of the objects experienced in the waking and dream state is not real. This fact, the statement said is not correct. Which means what? They're all real. That is his argument. So, swapna jagrad bedayoho samatvat. Samatvam is very important. Samatvam is what? Because of the similar features of the objects experienced in the waking state and objects in the dream state, all these objects are not real. This was said. And this statement is not correct. Which means all the objects are not real because of the similar features. All the objects means what? All the objects experienced in the waking state are not real because of the similarity between the features of the objects experienced in the dream state. What was said? Yaduktam tad asat. It is not correct. Why? How? Kasmat. He gives the reason. Drishtanta asiddhatvat. Whenever reason comes, the fifth case should come. Drishtantasya asiddhatvat. A drishtantaha asiddhaha. Drishtantasya asiddhatva. Asiddhatvam means what? Inappropriateness. Okay? Siddhatva means appropriateness. Asiddhatva means inappropriateness. Due to the inappropriateness of the example given, illustration given. Drishtantasya asiddhatvat. Drishtantaha is not correct. See, no why? What is drishtanta? Drishtanta is the example. Example is what? Something which is experienced. Any example given must be which is experienced. Based on the experience only. Direct perception. So, drishtanta must be correct because the hetu you present is dependent on what? Drishtanta. Without the appropriate drishtanta, you cannot present the proper hetu also. What he says, drishtanta is wrong. Therefore, hetu also is wrong. Therefore, your view is also wrong. So, that is the idea here. Okay? Drishtanta is asiddhatvat. And the question is asked, how do you say that drishtanta is wrong? Katham? He says, nahi jagrat drishtaha eva ete bhedaha swapne drishyante. What is the view of an Advaitin? All the objects experienced in the dream are nothing but same old objects. The projections, mental projections of the same old objects experienced in the waking state. Which means Nothing is newly experienced in the dream state. Whatever is experienced, only replay, reproduction, reprojection of the vasanas, of the thought forms of the previously experienced objects in the waking state. So, but Purapakshi says, Nahi Jagrat Drishtaha Eva Ete Bedaha Swapne Drishyante. So, Ye Bedaha Ete Bedaha, these objects experienced or seen in the dream are not the projections, okay, projections of the thought forms of the objects previously experienced. They're not the same. They are projections of the already seen, experienced objects. So objects experienced in the dream are not the projections of the thought forms of the already experienced objects in the waking state. No. Nahi. Jagrat drishtaha eva ete bedaha swapne drishyante. Nahi. Mean what? Nahi drishyante. So, jagrat drishtaha bedaha eva swapne na drishyante. They are not seen in the dream. Oh. Then what is seen in the dream then? Kim tarhi? Then what is seen in the dream? If what is seen in the dream are not the thought forms, projections of the previously experienced objects, then what are they? He says, they are brand new, fresh thought forms. Brand new thought forms. Completely different from what has been experienced before. Kim tarhi, if there are no projections of the thought forms of the already experienced objects in the waking state, what are they then? Kim tarhi. Apurvam swapne pashyati. He says, the dreamer sees only what has not been seen before. Apurvam. Puram yad drishtam tatana pashyati, apuram eva pashyati. He sees only what has not been seen, experienced before in the waking state. They are different. What experienced in the waking state are different. What is experienced in the dream state are different. They are completely new. Of course, they are objects in thought forms, no doubt, because they are seen in the mind. Not seen outside, but they are completely objects which have not been seen before, not been experienced before. Why? Because objects experienced in the dream state are unusual, unique, extraordinary, very special. And he gives an example how they are different. Chaturdanta Gajam Arudham, Chaturdanta Gajam Arudham, Ashtabujam Atmanam Manyate. This person, he presents his own dream, okay? The person sees himself, Atmanam Manyate, he sees himself to be the one having eight hands, Ashtabujam. And he sees himself with the eight hands mounted on an elephant having four tusks. Chaturdanta Gajam Arudham Ashtabhujam Atmanam Manyate. This is what the person dreams. Okay. Which human being experiences himself with eight hands in the waking state? Which human being experiences himself as sees an elephant with the four tusks? No. Elephant with four tusks you do not see in the waking state. Man with the eight hands you do not see in the waking state, but you are seeing this. It is possible for one to see. What he means is, it is possible for one to see what has not been seen in the waking state. That is why it is possible for one to see him having four hands, that mounted on an elephant having four tusks. Chaturdanta gajam arudam ashtabujam atmanam manyate. Yes, anyatapi. Anyatapi evam prakaram anyadapi apuram pashyati swapne. Swapne in the dream, not only this, I only give this an example. Okay. Swapne pashyati, this person sees in dream what anyadapi evam prakaram. Evam prakaram, in this manner, the dreamer can see so many, in the manner, any number of objects which are unusual, very extraordinary, completely different what he would not have seen at all in the waking state, he can see. Okay, therefore, dream objects are not the same of what have been experienced in the waking state. Therefore, they are different, extraordinary, unusual, new. Therefore, they are not unreal. They are not mithya. They are real. So, this novelty is the hetu. Okay, for him. The novelty, completely being different from what has not been experienced in the waking state, he is taken as the hetu by this person to say that dream objects are real. But, should be taken as a logical idea, okay? So, swapne pashyati. Anyadapi evam prakaram apuram pashyati swapne. So, tat na anyena asatasamam iti sadeva. So what now? Therefore, whatever has been seen in the dream, that na anyena asata samam. Asat anyena asata nas, it is not similar to any object which is not real. The what is seen in the dream is not at all similar to anything which is not real. Asata anyena asata na samam tat. Not na samam. You mean what? Like can't say like a rope snake, like mirage water, like that. This what is experienced, the dream, is not at all similar to anything which is not real. Therefore what? Sadeva. Sadeva, it is real. Dream object is real. Dream experience is real. Dream objects are real. Sadeva. So, tat means the dream object. Tat anyena asata na samam. Iti sadeva. So, dream objects are all real. So, dream objects are real. Therefore, you cannot say, just as dream objects are not real, objects experienced in the waking state also not real. This is where drishtantasya asiddhatvam. This is how drishtanta becomes proved to be not incorrect. Therefore, ataha drishtantaha asiddhaha. Your example given to negate the world of duality, explain the waking state to be non-real. Okay, enough. The dream experience is not correct. So dream, you say dream objects are not real, mithya. Similarly, objects experienced in the waking state are also not real. But I am saying dream objects are not mithya, not non-real. They are real. Sadeva. So, dishtanta is wrong. Okay, wrong example. Therefore, tasmat, what should we do now? He says, swapna, स्वप्नवत् जागृतस्य जागृतस्य असत्वम् असत्वम् इति अयुक्तम् अयुक्तम्. सो इट् इस् इनप्रोप्रियेट् टु से दट् ऑब्वियस् एक्स्पीरियन्स् इन् दि वेकिङ्ग् वर्ल्ड् आर् नाट् रियल् लैक् ऐ हव् एक्स्पीरियन्स् इन् दि ड्रीम् वर्ल्ड्. तस्मात् स्वप्नवत् जागृतस्थानस्य असत्वम् इति अयुक्तम् इनप्रोप्रियेट् गिविङ्ग् दि राङ्ग् एक्साम्पल् यु कान्ट् स्टेट् दट् I have explained the waking state are not real. See how he develops it. Okay. I'm going to page number 365. Sorry, I haven't told the page number earlier. What should be the answer? Na. That na. That is not correct. What to say is not correct. This is the answer. What is not correct? Dream objects, objects experienced in the dream are real. Therefore, the example given is wrong. Therefore, the objects experienced in the waking state are not real. The whole thing is what? Inappropriate. Ayuktam. Therefore, Tatana, he says, Swapne drishtam apuram yat manyase. Now he is asking, okay. If the dream objects are not the projections of the thought forms of the previously already experienced objects in the waking state, okay, then where have they come from? How do they come into existence? They come on their own? No. They must have some source. Okay, where have they come? Therefore he says, Swapne drishtam apuram yat manyase. What you consider to be apuram, just seen in the dream. Whatever you think that what has been seen in the dream is something unusual, new, unseen before, unexperienced before, what you think really. Swataha na siddham tat. That does not come into existence just by itself. Swataha na siddham. The first reason. See, if water comes into existence, it must have some source of existence. Something cannot come into existence from non-existence. Without having anything as a source, something cannot come into existence from non-existence. So, the idea is, when he says, all the dream I've experienced, very unusual, extraordinary and special and unique, so they are not projections of the past experiences, means, then what are they? So, those objects, that dream object does not come on its own, by itself. Swataha, tat swataha na siddham. It does not happen by itself. On its own accord. Okay. If it has not, then the Purapakshi asks now. If you say, okay, those objects must have come from somewhere. They must have some source, some cause. What would have caused those projections of thought forms? And for these objects, unusual, extraordinary objects, unseen objects, being experienced means, They become projected in the form of thoughts means, what is the source? They can't come on their own. When he said, then he, Purapakshi thinks, oh, kim tarhi? Okay, then what it is? If it is not apuram, if it is not new, it's not extraordinary, it is not, if it is not, it doesn't come on it, and so on means, what is it? The answer is given. Now comes the answer. Apuram sthani dharmohi अपूर्वं स्थानि धर्मो हि यथा स्वर्गनिवासिनाम् यथा स्वर्गनिवासिनाम् तानयम् प्रेक्षते गत्वा तानयम् प्रेक्षते गत्वा यथैवेह सुशिक्षितः यथैवेह सुशिक्षितः अपूर्वं स्थानि धर्मो हि अपूर्वं स्थानि धर्मो हि यथा स्वर्गनिवासिनाम् यथा स्वर्गनिवासिनाम् तानयम् प्रेक्षते गत्वा तानयम् प्रेक्षते गत्वा यथैवेह सुशिक्षितः सुशिक्षितः सी दिस् कारिका स्टेट्स् अ फैक्ट् विच् इस् एक्चुअली एलाबरेट् बै शङ्कर भगवत्पाद ओके इट् मीन्स् अ लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग् फस्ट् सी स्थानि धर्मः very new word is introduced by Gaudapada Acharya. Sthani dharmaha means, dharmaha means an object of experience. Sthani means experiencer, dharmaha means an object of experience. Sthani dharmaha to be taken as objects experienced by the experiencer in that why experience called sthani? Sthanam means a state, a place. So sthani, the experiencer obtaining in the dream state is sthani. Sthanam is a dream state. Sthani is experiencer obtaining in the dream state. And sthaninaha dharmaha, the object experienced by the sthani is sthani dharmaha. So sthani dharmaha we take as what? Object of experience. Okay, here the question may come. The word dharmaha literally, dharmaha is very expressive word, has so many things come under the topic of heading of dharma. So dharmaha, one of the means is attribute. Here, why the object of experience is said to be the attribute of experiencer? Sthani. It's not an attribute of experiencer. Okay. Why it is said, an adjective, any attribute is viseshanam, an attribute. It's an adjective. No adjective describing a noun is separable from the noun, a substantive. We say blue flower. Blue flower means the blue color is inseparable from the flower. White milk, whiteness is inseparable from the milk. The adjective describing an object is inseparable. The attribute is inseparable. Blueness is the attribute. White is the attribute. Big elephant. The bigness is inseparable from the elephant. Similarly, any adjective describing an object is inseparable from it, the substantive. Similarly here, object also, object of experience is non-separate from the experiencer. Whose is sthani? The experiencer obtaining in the sthanam is sthani. Object experienced is non-separate from the experiencer. Therefore, object is said to be sthani dharmaha. Long. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not pay much attention to this. He just says object. Okay. So, Gaudapada Acharya, already he, by using this term sthani dharmaha, he already points out the fact the object is never separate, inseparable from the experiencer, which means object has no independent existence at all outside of the experiencer. The word is mithya. The very word sthani dharmaha shows the mithyatam of the dharma. Mithyatvam of the object inseparable from the experiencer. The opaque thing never has existence, never separable from the light. Opaque thing which is shining, never separate from the light. Wherever it shines, it must shine only in the light. If there is no light, means separated, means it doesn't shine. Therefore, sthani dharmaha means any object experienced which is inseparable from the experiencer is sthani dharmaha. Already the very word he uses, very profound word he uses to state object of experience is mithya, not real, because there is no independent existence at all outside of the experiencer. Every object is like an inseparable attribute of any substantive, like adjective inseparable from the noun. Okay. So, sthani dharmaha, actually this we have to remember here, this explanation we get understand from the footnote given by one acharya called Vishnu Devanandagiri, and he basically Vishnu Devanandagiri's explanation presents this footnote. His commentary was on the commentary of Anandagiri, Tika. Tika was on the explanation of commentary. Commentary was explanation of Karika. So, Karika Gaudapada Acharya, Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, Anandagiri's Tika, then again this particular Vishnevandagiri's particular specific explanation. Okay, to get this meaning. You see something more, isn't it? Why he used the term sthani dharmaha in this context? Why can't he simply say drishyaha? Just uses this very much a word. The very word should make the opponent understand the mithyatvam of the object. Okay. So, sthani dharmaha, Apuram sthani dharmaha hi yata swarga nivasinam. We have to supply a lot of words. See, the people who are residing in this swarga, inhabitants of swarga heaven, what do? They experience the objects available in the heaven. They are not apuram for them. They are not unusual. The inhabitants of heaven are experiencing objects in the heaven. Okay. Nothing is unusual, extraordinary, unseen. What they see is, what is there is they see. So, swargavasinam yatha. Just as the inhabitants of the heaven experience the objects obtaining in the heaven, which are not unusual or extraordinary for them. Heaven means heavenly objects are like that. If a person goes from here to heaven, imagine if it happened, we can't go, but if at all we go, and we go and see, we get excited. Because unusual. Unusual for the person who has not seen heaven before. For him it is unusual, extraordinary, new, unique. He sees something unseen in the Bhuloka, he sees there. If he goes there. But for a person who is always living in heaven, for him, nothing is unusual. So the dreamer, the dream experiencer, experiences the dream object exactly like what? The inhabitants of heaven experience their objects. Which means, from the standpoint of the dream experiencer, the dream objects are not unusual. Okay? Unusual. There's no novelty at all. Nothing extraordinary for him. As a dreamer, it is usual. From the standpoint of a dreamer. Understand? Though it become extraordinary, unusual, unseen, only in the standpoint of the waker. when you come out of the dream, then you say what? Oh my God, what I saw there was something unusual. What I usually see here in the world. It's exciting only for, from the standpoint of a waker, it is something different. Which means, obvious experiences there are not at all new. From the standpoint of the dreamer. This is one thing. Second thing, this person, actually all the objects experienced in the waking state alone become stored in the one's memory. Again, they alone become projected later on in the thought forms. Only thing is, whatever has been experienced before become connected, mixed up and jumbled, and they become projected. The person, one cannot definitely dream what has not been seen before. Whatever he sees, he must have seen. But what he can do, what he saw in two different places, he can combine. That capacity is there on the part of the mind. It can project differently. Seeing the rabbit separately, here, seeing the horn on a buffalo or a deer, he can connect it, he can see, it is possible for unreal, non-existent to see rabbit with the horn in dream. Anything can see. See, what all we hear, what all books we read, what all the stories we listen, different types of stories, mythological stories, so many things in Kathashravanam also, so much whatever he listen, all those things can get what? Jumbled. I can go and make bread, matzah balls. Okay, I can go back, I can make my matzah balls in my dream. Okay, I can say also people, matzah balls. They'll ask, what is this? They don't know, understand what I'm saying, talking to people. So it is possible, how? It's all possible to project, isn't it? So anything experienced anywhere can get projected and mixed up. I can give it as kolukattai. Kolukattai means some similar balls, okay? In Tamil we have. So what I'm saying, it is possible. Anything can be mixed up. All the objects experienced in the waking state alone are replayed, stored in memory, and the form of vasanas, and they become replayed, reprojected. But they get mixed up. Isn't it? We hear about Ravana all the time in Ramayana. 10 heads, Dasharana. Then we can dream a person with 10 heads. Why? You all the time Ramayana, listen to Ramayana intensely. 10 head Ramana, and you can dream also. It is possible. You can dream, you listen to this, listen to all the stories of Devi Mahatma and all that, the demons coming with different appearances. It is possible to project what all you hear, what all you understand, not only what objects you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, all that you can go in and they get connected, jumbled, mixed up, and the new objects, what has been seen alone, have projected differently. They differently, they can be projected. They are not totally unseen or not experienced before. Therefore, what is the idea here? All the dream objects are definitely projections, mental projections of thought forms of thought from the storehouse of memory of what has been already experienced in the waking state only. Okay. Now, this just how a person sees, goes to a different place and sees the different objects there. I come from London and see different objects here in the Bahamas means it's possible. You see new place, you go there, you see new things there. As a person standing here, seeing these objects, for me it is different from what it is. That's all. But it is not something extraordinary. So here, so yatha iha eva susikshitaha. Here itself, yatha, just as, here itself, a person who is well instructed, susikshitaha. A person who has been well instructed goes to how to go to a different place, etc. Goes there. Then, there he sees those objects. Tan ayam prekshate. He sees those objects. It is like this dreamer experience also. When he gets knocked off, completely he switches, no? He turns off his attention from what? The whole physical body disappears. The sense powers become closed. He gets cut off from the external world of objects. Where is this experiencer now? Only within the mind. Leaving this world, is as though like going from one world to another world. Going from the waking experiences, experience to the dim experiences, like going from one world to another world. So, Gatva, he goes there, and what does he do? He sees objects there. Okay. So, Gaudapacharya says only this much. So, a well-instructed person of a given place, how to get there, etc., goes there and sees what is there. That's all. It's like that only. Which means, the dream objects, all whatever he experiences in the dream world, okay, even if, even what he experiences is something extraordinary, special and unusual, unique also, still they are objects of experience. Reserve experience only. Which means they do not have independent experience. They are dependent, independent existence. They are dependent on the experiencer for their existence. Therefore, they are mithya. Even if they are extraordinary, in the very special, so what? Being extraordinary and different does not make them real. Still they are not real. Still being objects of experience, they have different existence only. Okay? Let us see the Bhashyam now. So what the important point is, it is not nothing exciting for the dreamer. Because there is no novelty in what he is seeing. As a dreamer, when he is seeing whatever he is seeing, it is like how exactly the waking universe, the world of waking objects is for the waker. So also the dream world is for the dreamer. What we are talking of novelty, something unusual, is only for, only from the standpoint of the waker. So the two standards. Okay, the dream, from the standpoint of the dreamer, they are not unusual. They are not unique. They are natural. So from the standpoint of the waker only, you can say that. Really speaking, even if they are unusual also, they are not real because they are objects of experience. Okay. So now let's see the Bhashyam. Apuram. Stani dharmaha hi. This object of experience, obtaining in the dream, which is something unusual or extraordinary, new for a sthani. So I mean experience. Who's sthani? Sthaninaha. Drashtuhu eva. Drashtuhu. Sthani means drashta. Sthani is equal to drashta. Drashta means experiencer. Drashtuhu eva. Svapnasthanavataha dharmaha. So, svapnasthanavataha dharmaha. The object of experienced is only for the experience obtaining in the dream state. Yatha, svarganivasinam indradinam sahasrakshatvadi tatha svapna drishaha apurvaha ayam dharmaha. யதா ஸ்வர்க நிவாசனாம் இந்திராதினம். சுக்கராச்சாரியர் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி இன்ஹாபிட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்வர்க ஹெவன். வி ஹர்ட் அபவுட் ஹெவன் இன் தி சாஸ்திரம். நாட் ஒன்லி ஒன் ஹெவன், வி ஹர்ட் அபவுட் சோ மெனி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். இன் எவ்ரி வேர்ட் தெர் ஆர் இன்ஹாபிட்டன்ஸ். They all have the respective objects of experience. And to experience every object also, one needs a respective body. That is some type of a body. So even this dreamer who experiences this dream world, there also he has to have a dream body mind sense complex. That is experiencer having individual dream body mind sense complex. And also dream world also. There's all, without this dream body, the dreamer has a dream body, dream mind, dream sense organs. Using these instruments of knowledge, he perceives external world of dream objects, and he has knowledge of external world of dream objects. He experiences them in the mind. The dreamer experiences the dream objects of the dream world in his dream mind. All this is happening. So without this abode of enjoyment, instruments of knowledge, see, the instruments of knowledge and actions can be functional only if there's an abode of enjoyment. Subtle instruments, all tashi indriyas, very subtle, they can't function independently. They need to have a body, locus, for them to become functional. The dreamer also has to perceive, dreamer has to cognize, dreamer has to know. He has to operate all the instruments. So he has to have dream instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions. He has to have dream body also. Some dream body. What I can't explain. And using that, the dreamer has an internal world, dreamer has external world also. Inside the dreamer's mind, there's a dream internal world. Outside the dreamer's mind, there's a dream external dream world also. So in the dream also there is world of duality. As internal world of the dreamer, within his as a dream individual. And there's also external world of dream experience. All this is there. Therefore, those who want to see the English translation, Patanjali's book 366.
யதா ஸ்வர்க நிவாசினாம் இந்திராதீனாம் சஹஸ்ராக்ஷத்வாதி ததா ஸ்வப்னதிஷா அபூர்வஹா அயம் தர்மஹ. திஸ் அன்யூஷுவல் எக்ஸ்ட்ராடினரி யூனோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பை ட்ரீம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் த ட்ரீம் இஸ் சம்திங் லைக் வாட் தி இன்ஹாபிடன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் இந்திரா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஹேவிங் No, thousand eyes, etc. Sahasra akshatvam. Indra, etc. have what? Thousand eyes? Sahasra akshatvam. Indra has the status of having thousand eyes. Indra has thousand eyes. Okay? So, some devas have thousand eyes. Like that, because in heaven, it is possible for him to have that. You can't, it is exciting for, only if you see from the standpoint of a world of mortals, then you can see there's something exciting. For all those who are living in heaven, for them seeing the person with a thousand eyes, not exciting. Everyone has. Indra Adinam has Rakshatam, all those inhabitants of heaven, having thousand eyes is very not exciting, isn't it? Similarly, that is how Svapnadrishaha apurvaha ayam dharmaha. This object of experience, experienced in the dream world, is also very, very natural. What seems to be unusual is very natural thing from the standpoint of the dreamer. The dream objects become unusual, extraordinary only in the standpoint of the waker. So it is not new. The projections, that is the objects, those are the, that is how dream objects can be. But they are all what now? Jumbled, mixed up projections of the same, already seen only, already experienced objects only. Is it clear what I said there? Okay. So na swataha siddha drattuhu swarupavat. Very important point. Na swataha siddha drattuhu swarupavat. Drashtuhu, drashta means the experiencer. Experiences swarupam. This object which experienced in the dream state is not something which has independent existence like the swarupam of the experiencer. Experiences swarupam has independent existence. What is experience swarupam? The pure consciousness. The swarupam of the experiencer has independent existence. This object experienced in the dream is not something which has independent existence like the swarupam of the experiencer. Object experienced in the dream state doesn't have independent existence like the consciousness, swarupam of the experiencer. So, drashtuhu swarupavatu na swataha siddha does not exist by itself, does not have independent existence. What is this? I am apurvaha dharmaha. This object experienced in the unusually what was experienced by this dreamer doesn't have independent existence like the atma. Evam prakara purvan swachitta vikalpan ayam sthani swapnadrik swapnasthane gatva prekshate. He says this dreamer sees, experiences, prekshate, where swapnadrik swapnasthane gatva prekshate. This experiencer of the dream state actually completely switching off from the external world and going there, completely entering into this dream world, assuming the dream body, assuming dream sense organs, dream mind, and in dream time, in dream space, completely placing himself in only a different world. The world, Vasanamaya Prapancha, the world projected by the mind, he entering there, this person sees. Therefore, from the standpoint of the dreamer, nothing is unusual, nothing is extraordinary. That is the idea. Swapna drik sthani means experience of the dream. Swapna drik swapna sthani gatva prekshate. It is like he completely moves into the dream world and there he experiences, he sees. What does he see? Vikalpan, all these different objects, projections, projected objects. Chitta vikalpan, so chitta vikalpan, all these objects projected by his own mind. Mental project, chitta vikalpan means mental projections. He sees all these mental projections in this manner. Evam prakara purvan. This is how the mental objects are in this form, in this manner, projected by his own mind, he sees there. Tan evam prakara purvan chitta vikalpan ayam sthani swapnasthane gatva prekshate. It's like completely going into another place. See, when the person becomes knocked off, okay, when he goes fast, falls asleep, immediately identity with the physical body goes, means then external world disappears. Again the mind alone functions. Then what happens there? The jiva, assuming a different body maintenance complex, in the dream, everything is thought only. Completely entering into a different world, sthanam gatva, he says, going there, as if he's going from one place to another place, shifting his identity shifting there, and he sees this. He sees, he experiences this world of objects projected by his own mind in this manner projected. Whatever the mind projects, he sees. Evam prakaran, evam prakara purvan suchitta vikalpan ayamstani prekshate. Now, here's one more example Shankaracharya gives. He makes it very clear. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes his karika, helps understand his karika better. How? He says, yatha eva ihaloke susikshitaha. Just anybody, any human being who in this world, when he is well instructed, well taught, thought of what? Deshantara margaha. The person who is well instructed of the route taking him to another country, another place. Deshantara margaha susikshitaha. The person who has been well instructed, well taught of the route of another place. Tena margena deshantaram gatva. Going through that, okay, going through that route, reach the other place. Tan padarthan pashyati. He sees objects of that place. He is well instructed. See, here also, there's an innate knowledge. Who instructs the mind? Who instructs the jiva here? There's already jnanam. The person who travels to another place, already instructed how to get there, what, etc. Well instructed on, instructed of the route, how he should go, etc. The person, that, then he uses that route. He goes to that route, which is that place. Deshantram gatva tatra pashyati. He sees things there. Exactly. There's an innate knowledge already. Who instructs here? Atma Swarupam. Atma is of nature of all jnanam. All knowledge being there. When one place is switched off, okay, attention is taken completely, drawn, and then there's the new world, dream, the just being within the mind is another world. Okay? I always tell, no, you form a cocoon and go inside. Isn't it? It's like just jiva keeping himself only within this mind. And the mind is capable of projecting also. Because the blessing of the Atma, the experiencer sees. Evam prakaran, chitta vikalpan, his own mind's modification. That all thought modifications only. Objects are nothing but thought forms of the objects. And they are projections of the mind. Appearance of the mind only. Mind alone appears in the form of a dream world. Dream world of duality. He says. The knowledge being there already. Knowledge is there. Because Swarup means knowing. Just because of the nature of the drashta being knowledge. Swarupa drashta being knowledge. It is possible to see what is there. I mean, to bring to light, to illumine. That's why he uses the term susikshitaha. The traveler, well instructed, on the route, go by that route, reaches the place, and deshantram, he goes to another place, he sees things. Similarly, this dreamer also gets into the world of the dream. It's nothing but his own mind. He sees all the swachitta vikalpan, the modifications of mind, of thought forms of objects, just experiences. Tadvat tasmad yatha sthani dharmanam rajju sarpa mrigatrishnikadinam tasmad yatha sthani dharmanam ரஜ்ஜு சர்ப்ப மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகாதீனாம் அசத்வம் ததா ஸ்வப்னத்ருஷ்யானாம் அபூர்வானாம் ஸ்தான தர்மத்வமேவ அசத்வம். சோ ஹி சேஸ், see all the objects experienced in the dream sthana dharmanam asatvam, definitely there is non reality of all the objects experienced in the dream. Sthana dharmanam asatvam asti, all of experience the dream are not real, do not have reality of their own, because they are like what, just as rajju sarpa rope snake has is not real, mrigatrishnika etc, mirage water, rope snake etc are not real. Just as this non reality of the rope snake, mirage water etc, so also this non reality of the objects experienced in the dream. Okay, sthani dharmana means of the dream objects also there is non reality, means what, they are all not real, like what, like the rope snake, mrigatrishnika, mirage water etc. Tatha swapna drishyanam apurvanam, so sthani dharmah, you can say objects, any object of experience is sthani dharmah. Objects experience the waking state also sthana dharmaha. What is sthanam? Waking state is the sthanam. And the sthana dharmaha means objects experience in the dream state also. So all the objects of experience which are non-separate from the experiencer are mithya. How should you say it? How this sentence must be translated in this manner? Sthana dharmanam ரஜ்ஜு சர்ப்ப மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாதிகா மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகாதீனாம் அசத்வம் யதா, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் தி வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் ஆர் நாட் ரியல் லைக் தி ரோப் ஸ்னேக் மிராஜ் வாட்டர் எக்ஸெட்ரா, சோ ஆல்சோ ஸ்வப்ன த்ருஷ்யானாம் அபூர்வானாம் ஆல்சோ, all the objects experience the dream state also, because of the status of being this sthani dharmas, because status of being the objects of experience itself, they also are not real, asattham, they are also have non reality, they also have status of being non real. Why? Sthani dharma மேவ அசத்வம், ஸ்தானி தர்மத்துவ மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி ஸ்தானி தர்மா, பீங் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் தி குவாலிபிகேஷன் டு பி மித்யா. ந ஸ்வப்ன திருஷ்டாந்தஸ்ய அசித்தத்வம், வாட் இஸ் தி கன்க்ளூஷன், நோ தி திருஷ்டாந்த தி இல்லஸ்ட்ரேஷன் ஐ கேவ் இஸ் நாட் இன்அப்ரோப்ரியேட், தேர் இஸ் நோ இன்அப்ரோப்ரியேட்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி இல்லஸ்ட்ரேஷன் கிவன். Why? Definitely all the dream objects are also not real, mithya, exactly like the objects experienced in the waking state, which are not real like rope snake or mirage water. So, with this, 8 karikas unfoldment is over. We go to the 9th. The 9th, explicitly Purupakshi is not mentioned here. Purupakshi is implied there. Purupakshi is implied and then answer also is given there itself. Okay, we'll see here. So one more thing is implied here. Objects experienced in any world. Now here, another important lesson is how exactly the dream objects are not real. I mean, this world is not real. So what? Any world above or below, all the worlds are within the realm of time and space, within the realm of samsara, they're all mithya only. They were aspiring for enjoyment of pleasures, objects in any world also. Will retinue on samsara. So what should you aspire for? You should aspire only for satyam, not for mithya world of pleasures. This is a lesson. Your dream itself is enough for you to understand. Objects are not real. The worlds are not real. Any world of experience is not real. So why should we aspire for, waste of time aspiring for going to that loka, this loka? It is aspire for only swarupa jnanam. That interest must come. That is the idea. Okay. Now, ninth karika we have to see before that. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, apurvatva ashanka nirakrita. Apurvatva ashanka nirakrita. Swapna drishtantasya punaha swapna tulyatam jagrat vedanam prapanchayan aha. Chakacharya says, after having negated what has been negated, this doubt placed based on the unusualness of the object experience in the dream, having negated that, having resolved that doubt, again by negating the dream objects to be mithya, then swapna drishtantasya punaha swapna tulyatam jagabhidanam prapanchen aha. Again, explaining the objects of waking state being similar to the objects of the dream state. Objects explaining the waking state are definitely similar to the objects of the dream state. Therefore what? Drishtanta is appropriate. Therefore, definitely everything is mithya only. But again, he's going to repeat. Okay. Swapnavrittavapitvantaha Chetasakalpitam tvasat Bahischeto grihitam sat Drishtam vaitathyametayoho Swapnavrittavapitvantas cetasa kalpitam tvasat Swapnavrittavapitvantaha cetasakalpitam tvasat Bahischeto grihitam sat Drishtam vaitathyametayoho. See, one more, another way of seeing, let me explain, then it becomes easy, okay? If we break it, much easier. There's another way of seeing what is real and what is not real. Okay? Sometimes, we see the rope outside. Of course, what is rope? All of us see the rope as a rope. For me it is rope, for you it is rope, for everybody it is a rope. It means rope is, how real it is? Objectively real. Rope being seen as a rope is objective reality. Rope has objective reality. Rope is not unreal. It is absolutely real also. But still rope enjoys certain reality. How real it is? It is experienced by all of us. Objectively real. For all of you it is rope. But for me it is snake. I mistake it to be snake. In my perception there is error. So in my, because of Because I am ignorant of what is this rope, you all know. I am ignorant of what is this rope. My ignorance of rope covers the rope. Therefore, there is a false superimposition of the snake. Then I erroneously perceive the rope as a snake. It means, where is the snake? In my mind. In my perception, in my cognition, there is a snake. It's an erroneous cognition. Where is it? In my mind. Therefore, what is in my mind is not real. What is outside as a snake is real. Got it now? So, what is objectively real, sometimes erroneously seen become what? Not real in the mind. In my mind, there is wrong cognition. There is snake. Means the snake seen is what? Not real. What is inside is not real, but outside is real. And then what is this subjective? For me, the snake. I see the snake. Therefore, it is subjectively real. What is subjectively real is not real. What objectively real is real. One way of seeing real and not real. Okay. What subjectively seen is not real. What is objectively appreciated is real. So what is outside is real. What is inside is not real. Is it clear? It's one way of seeing. Similarly, this is called Sat and Asat. What is outside should be seen exactly as it is inside. If that is not seen. Therefore, what is outside is objectively real. But what is seen erroneously inside is what? Subjectively real. It is not real. Sat and Asat. What obtains the external world is Sat. But what is seen in the mind is not real. Dream is not real. Dream is objectively real. External world is objectively real. So whatever is seen in the mind is not real. Seen in the world is real. Sat, Asat. Relatively. So Pratibhasikam Satyam also is relative reality. Relatively real. Vyavaharika Satyam also is relatively real. Nothing is absolutely real. Asat is also not real. Sat is also not real. What is subjectively real also is not real. What is objectively real also is not real. So Pratibhasikam Satyam is also not real. So Pratibhasikam Satyam, isn't it? Not Paramarthikam Satyam. What is Vyavaharika Satyam? Also not absolute reality. Paramarthikam Satyam. So objective reality is looked upon as Sat. Subjective reality looked upon as Asat. Real and not real. So there confusion comes. So come on. All these are Mithya only. Subjective reality is, what is objective reality is also Mithya. Why? What is subjectively real also is object of experience. What is objectively real also is object of experience. Sat, Asat, both are Mithya. So what is Paramarthikam Satyam? Paramarthikam Satyam, absolute reality is that which is distinct from Sat and Asat. Objectively real, Mithya. Subjectively real, Mithya. Paramarthikam is that which is distinct. What is that? That which obtains as the Swarupam of the experiencer. The pure consciousness obtaining as the truth of the knower alone is absolutely real, is distinct from the known experienced objectively real world, objectively real world. Okay? This is explained here in this Karika. Similarly, in the dream also we have the Sat and Asat. In the dream also, there is internal world and the external. The dreamer has dream, body, mind, sense complex. in the dream experience also, there is world of duality. Dreamer dreamt world of duality, which means there also the dreamer has individual body mentions, dream body mentions complex. The standpoint of the dreamer's individual body mentions complex, there is an external world also. And dreamer also has his own dream mind and dream internal world. Exactly how there is Sat and Asat, objectively real world of objects, subjectively real world of objects. In the waking state, so also in the dream state also, there is objectively real external world, subjectively real internal world. Okay, subjectively real internal world is said to be Asat. Objectively real internal world is what? Sat. Similarly, subjectively real external world in waking state also is Asat. Subjectively real internal world also is Asat. So Sat Asat means objectively real external world, subjectively real internal world. Okay. In the waking state, also in the dream state. All this is what? Sat, sad asadhyam vilakshanam. Sad asadhyam vilakshanam is what? Paramarthikam satyam. Atma swarupam is pure consciousness. The drashtuho swarupam is distinct from objectively real, subjectively real, Sat and Asat. Okay, that is the Sat, Satyam. That is explained here in this verse. Okay. So, Swapna Vrittau Api Tu Antaha Chetasa kalpitam tu asat. Even in dream state. Swapna vrittau api means what? Swapnasthane api. Shankaracharya says, Swapnasthane api. In the dream state also, to antaha inside, chetasa kalpitam, whatever has been projected by the mind inside, even in dream state, whatever has been projected in the inside the mind is asat, not real. Okay, asat. Therefore, what? Bahihi cheto grihitam sat. And whatever has been experienced by the dreamer in the dream world, dream state, is also what? Sat. In the dream state also, there is sat-asat difference. The inner world of experience of the dreamer is asat. The experience of the external world of the dreamer is what? Sat. Sat-asat division is there in the dream world also, dream experience also. Where swapna vrittau api, even in the dream state, this division of Sat and Asat is there. Internal world, external world. Internal world, subjectively real internal world. Objectively real external world. Sat. Yetayoho vaitetyam drishtam. Now be very clear. Okay. This has been very clearly understood. The non-reality of the Sat and Asat has been clearly understood. Yetayoho vaitatyam drishtam. It has been very clearly understood. Vaitatyam, that non-reality of what? Of both subjectively real world, objectively real world, obtaining in the dream state also. Which means, it's very easy for us to say what? The Sat and Asat, what we experience outside and inside is not real, even in the waking state. Okay, let us read the. There's a beautiful expression. Sad asadbhyam vilakshanam. Sad asadbhyam. See, the word sat and asat are used for many reasons, many places. Sometimes cause is said to be sat, effect is said to be asat. Sometimes subjectively real is asat, after real is sat. So when we have to be very careful. So always paramarthikam satyam is, that is sat asadbhyam vilakshanam. Is distinct but not distant. Not distant means what will happen? Then it become not mithya, then become real. So sad asadbhyam vilakshana means pure consciousness implied by the term param, implied by this param, paramarthikam satyam, absolute reality is distinct from subjectively real, objectively real, internal, external worlds experienced in the dream as well as in the waking state. So, distinct from the cause and effect also. Okay, see the Bhashyam now. Swapna vrittavapi. See, swapna vrittau api. I can say sayavayava sandhi, etc. Okay, I don't need to say all that. Okay. Swapna vrittau api. Means swapnasthane api, even in the dream state, antaha inside, chetasa, by the mind, manorata sankalpitam asat. So Shankaracharya explains again what is asat, what is not real, what is asat. Just hold these two words as Sanskrit words, not, just not use English words, okay. What is asat here? So whatever is, okay, whatever is, whatever fancy thought which obtains in the mind, what fancy objects projected by the mind inside, even in the dream state, is what? Asat. Sankalp. Sankalpanantra samakalameva adarshanat tatra eva svapne bahi chetasagrihitam chakshuradidvarena upalabdham ghatari sat. What happens even there, as soon as it is experienced, it disappears also. Okay? So what is experienced in the dream state externally? In the dream, during the dream experience, in the dream state, whatever is experienced through the sense organs, perceived and cognized, perceived through the senses, inside the mind, okay? Also, bahi chetasagahitam, what has been perceived through sense organs, dream sense organs, whatever is cognized in the mind, in the dream mind, such as pot, etc., they're all sat. What the sentence says is, what is experienced externally and internally in the dream state also is what? Asat and sat. Whatever is experienced by the mind in the dream state inside, that is asat. What is experienced in the dream state externally, that is sat. So the sat, asat division difference is there in the dream state also. So subjective reality, objective reality is there in the dream also. See, there is the dreamer has dream individual, the dream individual has dream body, mind and complex. And he sees things in his mind. There is a dream. Okay, therefore there is also objectively real external world in the dream also. Sankalpa anantra samakalameva adarshanat. Immediately, that itself, as soon as it is experienced, immediately disappears also. Tatra eva svapne bahihi chetasagrihitam chakshuradi dvarena upalabdham ghatadi sat. Whatever objects such as pot, etc., experienced in the dream state externally, they're all come under category sat, real. इति एवं असत्यम इति निश्चिते अपि सतिभागः दृष्टः. इवन दो वन्स यू वेक अप फ्रॉम स्लीप फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ द वेकर इट हैज बीन कन्फर्म्ड it is definitely understood that whole dream is mithya. Still there is sat asat vibhagaha is there. Objectively real world, objectively real world, sat asat, this division has been seen in spite of what, the dream, the whole dream being negated as mithya. Asatyam iti nischitepi, in spite of the world being, the internal world, dream experience being negated as mithya, the subject-object division, experiencer-experienced division, satta-satta division, internal world, external world division, all becomes negated when a person wakes up from sleep as the waker. From the standpoint of waker, internal world, subjectively real internal world, objectively real external world, experience or experienced division, these differences resolve. Means what? They are mithya. They are not real. The standpoint of the waker. Ubayoho api antar bahis chetak kalpitayoho vaitatyameva drishtam. Once a person wakes up from sleep, from the standpoint of the waker, vaitatyameva drishtam, non-reality alone, the objects experienced inside the, objects experienced in the external world of the dreamer, objects projected by the dreamers, within dreamer's mind, all of them being not non-real, becomes understood very clearly when a person wakes up from sleep. So much has to be prepared to take us to the next verse. Actually, here in these two verses, in this ninth verse, what we understand is the word sat and asat are used to mean subjectively real internal world, objectively real external world, the pratibhasika satyam and vyavaharika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam also is mithya. Pratibhai Satyam also is mithya. This division is there not only in the waking state, from the standpoint of the waking state, it is there from the standpoint of dream state also. All are mithya. So what it implies is, when a person wakes up from the sleep of ignorance of the self, he can see this sat-asat division becoming negated as mithya from the standpoint of consciousness, the Atma. Okay. Ubhayoho api antar bahis chetak kalpitayoho vaitatyameva drishtam. All the objects of experience internally and externally being mithya, Sattarasat being mithya, has been established. It becomes very clear. Okay. Now, 10th Karika, the same page 367. So, having completely negated, now, all the doubts have been clarified, all the questions have been answered. From the beginning you have to remember, okay? I'm not going to repeat now. From the beginning you have to remember what all the doubts, Purva Pakshi said, what all the questions came, how all the doubts have been clarified, all the questions have been answered. Now the dream world, the dream experience being mithya has been made very clear. Now one more thing, 10th. Same thing is going to say in the 10th verse. Now, so then there's no error in the hetu, there's no error in the drishtanta. Therefore what? there is world of duality in the dream. There is also internal world and external world in the dream also. They're all mithya in the standpoint of the waker. Similarly, jagradvruttavapitvantah Chetasakalpitam Tvasat Bahischeto Grihitam Sat Yuktam Vaitathyametayoho Jagradvruttavapitvantah Chetasakalpitam Tvasat Bahischeto Grihitam Sat Yuktam Vaitathyametayoho See, all the objects of experience are mithya. Therefore, the world of duality experienced in the waking state also is mithya, like the world of duality experienced in the dream state. So, jagradvruttau api. See, jagradvruttau means jagrasthane api. Because all this Shankara Bhagavatapada has explained very clearly. See, we have to understand the threefold satyams. What is it? Vyavaharikam satyam, Pratibhasikam satyam, Paramarthikam satyam. Paramarthikam satyam is what? Absolutely real Atma. Absolute reality is Paramarthikam satyam, which has no beginning, which has no end, which hasn't undergone any change, which has absolutely independent existence, which is of the nature of existence, actually which is in the form of pure knowledge, pure awareness, abstract formless reality, consciousness, which has the nature of existence alone is what? Paramarthikam Satyam. And what is externally experienced by all in the world, every individual, is objectively real world, empirical reality. Objective reality is what? Vyavaharikam Satyam. The world experienced in the waking state has Vyavaharika Satta. It's objective reality, empirical reality. It is not Tucham. Similarly, the dream, whatever dream is experienced by me, real only for me, not for you. My dream experience is only I have. I alone have, it is not for anybody else. It's not there for anybody else. Therefore, it is subjectively real. So, what is subjectively real is asat for everybody else. Not real. Therefore, what is experienced in the external world is sat. What is experienced inside the mind, mental projections, is asat. So, the pratibhasikam satyam is said to be asat. Vyavaharikam satyam is said to be sat. And paramarthikam satyam is distinct from both sat and asat. Sat asadbhyam vilakshanam. This is what he wants us to understand. So again he says, how we understood the sat asat, internal, external, okay, world of internal, external world from the standpoint of the dreamer, how they both are mithya. Similarly, from the standpoint of waker, so also jagradvruttau api means in the waking state also. Antaha chetasa kalpitam tu asat. Whatever has been projected inside the mind in the waking state is also what? Asat. Bahihi cheto grihitam sat. Whatever is experienced in the external world is sat. So, Etayoho vaitatyam yuktam. It is appropriate to say that this satya, asatya, objects projected inside the mind or experienced in the external world are all mithya. This is the meaning of this 10th verse. So 10th verse again repeats what is experienced inside in the mind or experienced in the external world are all mithya. Also standpoint of the dreamer also, satya and asatya are all mithya. So dream being mithya is finally explained in the 9th mantra, the waking state of experience being mithya explained in the 10th karika. The word mantra comes, karika. Okay. So, Shankara Prabhupada does not write a long commentary, that's a small sentence he writes. Sad asatoho vaitatyam yuktam. Now it's very clear now. Sat asat. Sad asatoho vaitatyam yuktam. It is appropriate to know what? That sat and asat being not real. Antah bahihi chetah kalpitatvat. Okay, sorry. Antah bahihi chetah kalpitatvaviseshaditi. Antah bahihi kalpitatva aviseshat iti vyakhyatam anyat. Now, how it is? Antah bahihi kalpitatva aviseshat. The satya and asatya are mithya in the waking state also. What is the reason? Antah bahihi kalpitatva avisheshat. Because of the common feature of being projected inside and experienced outside. Antah bahihi kalpitatva avisheshat. Why what is experienced in the outside, the sat is also not real. What is experienced inside the mind is also not real. Asat and sat both are not real because of the common feature of being projected internally and being experienced externally. And both have karyatvam. Both have anityatvam. Both have drishyatvam. Sat and asat are mithya. Iti vyakhyatam anyat. He doesn't want to say already have explained in the previous 9th mantra itself. I need not explain every other word, he says. Okay. Now, we have to go to the next verse, next karika. Now, simply he says, Chodakaha aha. Chodakaha means the one who comes with a question. The one who questions, presents the question, puts across the question is Chodakaha. He comes to the question means what? Still he has not yet accepted what to say totally. Even though he is not able to refute what to say, still he does not accept also. You are wrong, he is not able to say anymore because everything has been logically explained. With proper reasoning explained, drishtanta being correct has been proved, hetu being correct has been correct has been proved, so he cannot refute anything now. He cannot say anything. But he has to come with some question to express his inacceptance. So he'll keep quiet anyway, don't worry. He's going to be shut. Chodakaha aha. He says, okay. But now, what experience in the waking state also is mithya. Experience in the dream state also is mithya. There also satya-satya division. Satya-satya division. Everything is mithya. Why? Antabahi kalpitatvat. Because it's just projections only. And appearance only. mithya. That means everything is mithya here, everything is non-existent here then. Mithya means as though real, as though means as good as non-existent, as good as non-existent means non-existent. Therefore, where has it come from? Non-existence. So, non-existent world has come from non-existence. He wants to say, he doesn't want to say, he wants Acharya to say. So, he puts this question. Bhatta does not give him room, okay, to go further. And let us see what he is going to be asking. Chodakaha aha. See, there's a possibility of mistaking shunyam to be cause. Shunyam to be the reality. Nothingness is real. It's possibility, isn't it? Because you negate all the worlds as mithya. You had to go from here. Isn't it? Mithya. Seemingly real, as though real. As though real means what? This is not really existence, as good as non-existent. As good as non-existent means what? Non-existent. So dream world is non-existent, waking world also is non-existent, therefore the cause from where it has come also must be non-existent. Therefore nothing is here. To say nothing is here, you must be there. Anyway, that is the Advaitin's argument. Chodakaha aha. Ubhayorapi vaithatyam. Ubhayorapi vaithatyam. Are you okay? They're not tired? Okay. Ubhayorapi vaithatyam. Ubhayorapi vaitathyam bhedanam sthanayor yadi. Bhedanam sthanayor yadi. Kayetan buddhyate bhedan. Kayetan buddhyate bhedan. Kovaite shambikalpakaha. Kovaite shambikalpakaha. Ubhayorapi vaitathyam, ubhayorapi vaitathyam, bhedanam sthanayor yadi, bhedanam sthanayor yadi, kayetan buddhyate bhedan, kayetan buddhyate bhedan, kovaite shambikalpakaha, kovaite shambikalpakaha. Okay, yadi ubhayoho sthanayoho bhedanam vaitathyam. Yadi ubhayoho sthanayoho api bhedanam vaitathyam. If there is non-reality of all the objects of both the waking state as well as the dream state, then kaha yetan buddhyate, who knows these mithya objects? Who knows this buddhya mithya objects? Who is aware of these mithya objects? Yetan bedan kaha buddhyate. Etan bedan kaha buddhyate. Who experiences, who knows these objects? Please make note the word bedaha means object in this context. Kaha vai tesham vikalpakaha. Who is the objector or creator of these objects? So the question is, if I first I literally translate literally, let me make it clear again, meaning, if all the objects experienced in the waking state, also in the dream state, or mithya, not real at all, then who is the knower of these mithya objects? Who is the projector or creator of these mithya objects? Tesham vikalpakaha kaha. Vikalpakaha, projector, or you can say creator. Tesham vikalpakaha kaha. Who is the creator, projector of these objects? Kaha etan vedan kaha buddhyate. Who knows? Who is aware of these objects? Who knows these objects? Mithya objects. This is the question here. So Shankara Bhagavatpada does not write any commentary. He thinks we are all very intelligent to understand this question. Page number 368. Sorry, even the 11th was 368 only. Okay, there's little commentary, yes. Swapna jagrat sthanayoho bhedanam. Swapna jagrat sthanayoho bhedanam. Yadi vaitatyam. He repeats the same sentence. If there is non-reality of all the objects experienced in the waking state as well as in the dream state. Means what? If all objects are not real. Kaha etan antaha bahihi chetaha kalpitan buddhyate. Who knows these objects projected inside the mind and experienced outside. Bahi antaha kalpitan kaha buddhyate. Who knows all these objects projected inside, experienced outside? First question. Kaha vai tesham vikalpakaha. Shankara Bhagavata literally puts the same words. Who is the projector? Who is the creator of these objects? One more thing he adds, very beautiful. That is nice. Smriti jnanayoho kaha alambanam iti abhiprayaha. So, Shankaracharya says, the very idea of presenting this question is that what is conveyed here? What is the message conveyed here is, kaha alambanam, who is the support? Who lends existence? Who is the truth? Who is, or what is the truth? What is the adhishtanam? What is the substratum of memory and cognition? By asking this question, who is the projector? Who is the creator of these objects? Who knows of these objects? By asking this question, what is conveyed here is, what is the adhishtanam? What is the alambanam? What is the which lends support, which lends existence? What's the adhishtanam of memory and also knowledge? What is the source of knowledge? Where does the memory exist? Now, exact beautiful question. Can we see now? We talk, because the whole dream means what? Dream all from memory. Dream is projections of thought forms from memory only. Which means, where does this memory exist? Where does the memory exist? Wave exists in water. You know the location, locus. So where does the memory exist? Don't say brain, okay? He's going to say differently. We want to say that. Where does the cognition exist? what is existence of cognition, what is existence of knowledge, what is source of knowledge and memory? Is the question. Nachet niratmavadaha dishtaha. Okay, let's stop now. If you don't give me answer, then there'll be niratmavadaha. Niratmavadaha means no atma. Shunyam. If the answer is not given, it will lead to accept niratmavadaha. Okay. No. Niratmavada will not be accepted. He is going to present what is Atma next class. Tomorrow we'll see. Niratmavada will be refuted tomorrow morning. Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.